New developments are sprouting up all around in-town Atlanta, but some in the design community worry that not all are of the best quality. Architect and Curbed Atlanta editor Michael Kahn explains the issue to Stephanie Stokes.
Recently, Matt Bronfman, who's the chief Jamestown Properties, who recently redeveloped Ponce City Market, came out and took to task developers in the city for lackluster design and architecture. And this wasn't a new concept at all. We've seen it at Curbed in interviewing architects over the last couple months. You have architects both long established in Atlanta and new voices that are complaining or addressing the concerns that many of us have about development in the city. Tom Vinchelette, who's practiced in Atlanta for more than five decades, equated some of the stuff that's being built to visual pollution. And you have others like Eric Cronenberg of Cronenberg Wall indicating what a significant impact even one single development can have. Tim Keene, the director of planning for the city, even came out and said, "At times I think the architecture is a little Mr. Potato Head-like." So you have this critical moment with all of these people beginning to realize that, hey, we might do a better job at accountability in the design and development community in Atlanta as we move forward.
I'm sure all developers would love to build structures that are nice to look at, right? So what's bringing about this, quote, bad design?
Atlanta is both blessed and cursed with an abundance of open, available land in the city. There's plenty of parking lots that are ripe for redevelopment. There's plenty of open space in the core of the city that has sat vacant for years. And so land can be acquired for a comparatively inexpensive price in town compared to other major cities. And so you have the high caliber developers that are coming in and doing good work, but then you have entry-level developers, for better, lack of a better way to phrase that, that maybe don't have the capital necessary to do a nicer building or get that return on the investment. They can get the return on the investment with a low-quality building because they can command a certain level of rent or a certain sale value. And so in a lot of ways, it's these smaller developers that don't necessarily have the experience of doing a higher quality building or have the capital to do a higher quality building that they're able to just erect a stick-built apartment building.
So in Curbed, you pointed out at least eight architects and planners who want to see more interesting architecture in the city. What are they doing themselves to make that happen?
You have John Bensish of Squarefoot Studios, for example, going in and using these former industrial buildings to their fullest potential. And you see it like what Jamestown did with Ponce City Market. This reuse of this existing fabric is a very good and encouraging trend. And you see a lot of architects in the community talking about that. Cronenberg Wall, Lord Axe Sargent, you know, what can we do to utilize the existing quality structures that we have, and how can that translate to better communities? How can they serve these new in-town communities? So a real big emphasis is this adaptive reuse and how can we leverage that. Another thing is really this consideration of a building not just as a singular building, but as an element in the greater community. So recognizing that the architect's obligation, the developer's obligation, doesn't stop at the front door of the building, but instead extends to reaching out and really engaging with the community that it's in.
I'm sure these architects and developers aren't purely altruistic. They're not just trying to make a more beautiful city for Atlanta residents. Whatever they're doing it because it meets their bottom line, right? Why are they able to do it when other developers are not?
There's only so much local talent. There's only so much talent, period, that knows how to achieve an excellent result on a budget that fits the needs of the developer. And developers and architects, no one who's in business is purely altruistic. There's a bottom line to keep in mind. And so there's a balancing act. And there are a lot of developers that are working in the city, and there's a wide range of what they're seeking to accomplish. Jamestown is armed with a lot of capital and was able to take on Ponce City Market and transform that neighborhood through that building. And Bronfman addresses the fact that there maybe aren't that many sites in the city that afford that kind of scale of opportunity. But what we can look at is these smaller developers that are care about the local community and want to do good work. The question is, how can we encourage them to and connect them with the right resources in order to achieve the best outcome? And so starting this dialogue of Atlanta, what do we want the city to be, and can we hold ourselves to a higher level, is what we're hearing now. We're hearing developers, we're hearing architects, and we're hearing everyday Atlantans saying, okay, this development is good, but what can we do to make this serve the city in the long run?
That was Michael Kahn, an editor with Curbed Atlanta and architect with Rosser International. He was speaking with WABE's Stephanie Stokes on City Lights from WABE Atlanta.